This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so we talked about the markets a little bit, Sudeep Neela and I did, and the reasons that things have been a little bit wobbly this week. Here's another one for you, a veritable raft of weak data out of China. Industrial output, fixed asset investment, retail sales, you name it, all of them were down the first 2 months of the year, very much what analysts had not been expecting. We asked our man in Shanghai, Rob Schmitz, what's going on over there, and he reminded us we've seen all this before.
For 3 years in a row, there's been weak economic data out of China at the beginning of the year. For 3 years in a row, the best economic forecasters failed to predict how weak the numbers would be.
This is the third time in a row this has happened, so why are we still being surprised by it?
Andrew Batson is a lead China analyst at Gavikel Dragonomics in Beijing. He says part of the reason is it's seasonal. End of the Christmas season, and China shuts down for Chinese New Year. But there's a bigger, more important reason.
The momentum of the Chinese economy is much slower now than it used to be. The second thing that's going on, I think, is that essentially the Chinese corporate sector is in a lot more financial stress than it used to be. Right? So debt levels have shot up.
Some blame China's government for tightening up credit. But Ann Stevenson Yang, director at J Capital Research, thinks it's simpler than that. She says China's economy is on life support.
When you put more credit in, there's a heartbeat, and when you don't put more credit in, there isn't. So all of those numbers are trending negative, and the question is anybody willing to pump the machine again?
So far, it's not clear whether China's central bank will loosen up credit. Economists say China needs to stop setting GDP targets. They put pressure on local governments to meet them by spending more. And one more thing, says Stevenson Yang, China needs to accept it's having a recession and move on. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.